Every week before I get ready and while I get ready to tell the stories in the worship service, I study the Bible with two groups of people, one on Tuesday morning and one at noon on Tuesday. And this past week, on Tuesday morning, I was asking those folks who they thought was the greatest. And they mentioned people like Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King Jr. And I said, well, they're great, but who are some of the people you know who are great? And several people mentioned names, and one of the class members mentioned the name of one of my friends, someone I've known for a long time. His name is Malin Minnett, but he just goes by his last name, Minnett. He works at a hardware store, although he had been a chef previously. And what I remember about Minnett is that he is always so helpful, not just in finding stuff at the hardware store, but the way he does it. He does it with such care and such love and to really, really try to help you. Now, in the scripture Stacy just read, Jesus is talking about what it means to be great. Now, his disciples, his students, think that it means you're powerful and you're wealthy and you have a high office and a lot of people look up to you. But Jesus says, no, whoever is great is someone who serves, who does things for other people. That's Minnett. He does things for other people, but he does it in such a loving way that you can see the love of God coming through, the way he does his work, even though it's his job. Now, I'm going to tell some other stories in the sermon about people who are great. Some just kind of think they're great, and some really are great by Jesus' definition. Now, I want you to listen and see if you can pick out the ones that just kind of think they're great and the ones that Jesus would say really are great. Because you know what? When you help your parents or your grandparents or your brothers or sisters or your neighbors or your friends, anytime you serve someone and you do good things for them in love, Jesus says, that's great. Let's pray. We thank you, God, for teaching us what it means to be really great. Not the way everybody else thinks of greatness, but the way you think of greatness. Jesus was the one who was truly great, and with your help, we want to be like him in all ways. He served, he helped others, we hope to serve and help others as well. With your help, we believe we can do that. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.